The First Minister of Northern Ireland, Peter Robinson, has called on the ending of state support for religious schools in the province. Almost all religious schools in Northern Ireland are Catholic and are state-supported like other religious schools in the United Kingdom. Mr. Robinson, who comes from the hardline Democratic Unionist Party, called religious schools a benign form of apartheid. The deputy editor of the Irish Catholic, Michael Kelly, told Charles Collins that Catholic schools provide the education wanted by Catholic parents in the country.
I mean, this is an argument we've heard before. We've heard it frequently. People say the fact that many of our school children in Northern Ireland are educated separately, that this leads to sectarianism. Personally, it's not something that I buy into. It's a very wide network of integrated schooling where parents who wish to send their kids to integrated schooling can do so. The fact that denominational schools exist, and the only denominational schools that still exist are Catholic ones, because the Protestant churches made a deal with the state many years ago to hand over their schools. Denominational schools exist for the rights of parents to choose a Catholic education and choose a faith-based education for their children. And that's something that Catholic church leaders here have always argued and have always insisted, that parents should be allowed to choose a Catholic education for their children, and it should be able to be funded by the state. The idea that just by educating kids together, suddenly you would make a peaceful and harmonious utopia, frankly, I think is nonsense. I mean, if we look to the Balkans, for example, before the conflict in the Balkans, all the school kids there were educated together in integrated schools. It didn't stop that bloody conflict igniting. So I think it's quite simplistic, and I think it's also maybe playing into the economic situation at the moment. The Northern Ireland Executive is facing a very serious funding shortfall. They don't have any powers of their own to raise taxes or raise revenue. So I think this is seen as a way of saving some money by trying to remove the funding that's currently for Catholic schoolings, regardless of the wishes of Catholic parents, who of course themselves are taxpayers, to choose a Catholic education for their children.
Wouldn't it also be odd, given the fact that Catholics in other parts of the United Kingdom do have the opportunity to send their children to state-supported Catholic schools?
Well, right across England, Scotland and Wales, the governments there, they support faith schools. They provide funding for Catholic schools. And all the evidence is showing that increase for faith schools is actually in demand. And far from this being a sectarian option, or far from this being an exclusive or elitist option, this is simply parents exercising their right to choose a school that's in conformity with their ethos. So it would seem strange that if Northern Ireland was to become the only part of the United Kingdom where faith schools would not continue to be supported. I think some people will probably see a tinge of sectarianism in this. The only denominational schools that still exist in Northern Ireland are Catholic schools. Mr. Robinson, of course, is leader of the hardline Democratic Unionist Party, which certainly would be seen as the most extreme of the Unionist parties representing the Protestant majority. So I think some people will be questioning his motivation, wondering whether or not this might be an agenda against Catholic education in principle. Certainly in the past, Mr. Robinson has spoken very forcibly against Catholicism and said some very unpleasant things about the Pope and about the Catholic Church. So I think people will probably rightly be questioning his motivation in regards to this.